What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy.
Hello.
How are you today, Kathy?
I'm here.
You're getting ready for Christmas already?
Well, my family is. My sister keeps calling me about things to buy, my niece and nephew, and what she's buying for our kids. And I've not even thought about it yet. So she's sending me all these links to this and that. And what am I going to buy them? I don't even know. So it's that time of year.
Tis the season, correct?
Tis the season. Well, I kind of start thinking about all that stuff after Thanksgiving.
Let's get through Thanksgiving first.
Yeah, let's get there first, and then
so,
we'll...
So Kathy is a Black Friday shopper, so
I am.
We always do that.
Our family
year.
Does that.
I avoid the malls
like
as much as I can, yes.
I
need it, I go buy it, shopper. I don't shop...
Or Amazon
see.
It.
I shop for some things that I need. I don't shop until I find something that I think I need.
Right.
So that's the difference.
So our family always does that on the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Just, and it's just a time for us to hang out and have a good time. And
well, you go, girl. You go.
We
you
do.
Have fun
we
with
do.
It.
And then fun. I usually have going. All of it kicked out, so I don't have to worry about the rest of the year. So it's all done because I want it picked over, you know.
Okay. So today we're talking about auto liability and we're kind of going back to basics a little bit because we have, we've been doing this show for 5 years now. And I feel like I've been able to come up with topics, you know, that are relevant, and at some point you're like, I won't say you ever run out of things to talk about, but I think it's good to revisit things you have talked about in the past. And not everybody understands insurance because, you know, you're required by law to have it if you drive a vehicle. And how much time do you think somebody spends on buying an insurance policy, Kathy?
Not very much.
And what do they understand about their insurance policy?
That they're covered and they're legal to drive.
And when do they look at their insurance policy?
Only when they have a claim.
There you go. Boom, you got all the answers right. And so the time to not, the worst time to look at your insurance policy is after a claim. It's better to look at the insurance policy and know what you have before you have the claim and not finding out a bad surprise after you have the claim.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking for whatever's the cheapest thing that they can get to be legal. And I know a lot of people think, I don't have the money for this, and, you know, they can't take blood out of a turnip. I hear all sorts of stuff with people talk about this, but you got to look at your coverages, know what you have, what you're covered for, what you're not covered for. This is extremely important because, as Mark was saying, if you're in a claim situation and you now find out the hard way that you didn't have the right coverage, then it's on you. And that's really something hard to swallow when you could have taken another 10 or 15 minutes to go over it with your agent. So I think, an agent is very important, that they're licensed agents. I know a lot of places you can call and do stuff over the line or whatever, but I don't know if they're licensed agents or not. But, you know, what we're looking at for our agency, we want you to have the best coverage for the best price.
Well, you can still have an agent that
still doesn't
steers you the wrong direction.
Yeah, true.
So you got to be
savvy,
your own advocate, and understand what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
And, you know, auto liability is probably one of the biggest sources. It has to be one of the biggest sources of litigation in any state, in the state of Georgia, you know, anywhere in the country where, you know, you've driven the auto and you have caused an accident and now you're at fault and you're responsible for what's called the property damage and the bodily injury of a third party. And also you can be in a situation where, you know, the very first thing that's going to happen if you're actually in an accident, you're going to get a solicitation from an attorney, from a trial attorney, and they're going to solicit your business because they're going to want you to be represent you in a case. So then we see it all the time. We see, suit papers coming into the agency that we have to forward to the insurance adjuster. And that's just part of what we have to deal with, you know. And it's a, that particular, I guess, it's not a pleasant place to be. I mean, I enjoy doing with my attorney on something fun, like, you know, we're doing a estate plan or doing a closing. You know, there's different types of attorneys that have expertise in different areas. But, you know, the trial attorneys, that's how they make their money, is off of litigation. And they're going to solicit you for, you know, going after the insurance company. And I think there's a time and a place for it. You know, if you're getting an unfair shake and you've got medical bills or expenses, I think there is a time for that. But hopefully the insurance adjuster is going to give you a fair settlement if you're in a litigation. So let's talk about what happens. Okay, you drive a vehicle, or perhaps even maybe you are, you know, maybe you've loaned your car and somebody else has driven your. You're responsible.
That is,
yeah,
the
you're responsible
thing
for your vehicle.
Yeah,
I mean,
people
even
don't
though,
understand
even if
that.
You're not driving it, you're still responsible for that vehicle.
That's the saying is, you loan your car, you loan your insurance, and people don't get that. Like, they were driving my car and they did this. Well, yeah, now your insurance is going to pick up first. Theirs will pick up probably second. But you know, they're responsible. They could be liable, but it's your vehicle, and it's, you loan your insurance. And people don't get that. They get very upset about this
situation. To find out I'm responsible for somebody
else. What do
you mean?
Especially when you have children, you have kids that are, you know, driving, they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and they have a girlfriend or they have a buddy that wants to borrow their truck to move something. I mean, all these factors happen, and these kids will say, sure, no problem, it's not a big deal. And then they go out there, and then now it's not the kid or the child that's paying for it. It's the parents. That's what people don't get.
And we can prove that because we have lawsuit papers that we've seen come through the office that this exact same thing.
Right. And then this is a whole big deal. And it's, you know, the parents trying not to be the person who actually has to handle it. So it's definitely a big situation that it becomes if you don't know how you're covered, what you're covered for, in a situation like that. So
let's talk about the insurance policy. So you've got these weird numbers on there. You'll see something that says 100, then it'll say /300/100. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that the first 100,000, and you can choose different limits of liability, is for bodily injury. So that would mean you'd have $100,000 for bodily injury for anyone person that you've caused bodily injury to. So if you have an accident and you're responsible for their medical bills, your policy would pay no more than $100,000 for bodily injury to a third party, for one person. The 300 that you see is per accident. So it would pay up to $300,000 for an accident for bodily injury, but no more than $100,000 per person. So in other words, if you had somebody's medical bills were $200,000, let's look at this way. If you had two people that were hurt, one's got $100,000 of medical bills and theirs got $200,000, it would only pay $200,000 because it won't pay more than $100,000 per person, but it caps off at $300,000. The last number that you see on the liability is for property damage, and that's talking about the damage to a vehicle. Typically, I have seen property damage other than a vehicle. Like, maybe one time I got a customer that got a bill from, I think it was the state of Georgia or somebody, because they had done damage to the bridge. So it doesn't have to be necessarily another vehicle, but it could be if you damage somebody's house or property. We have had the situation where somebody's driven through a place of business on more than one occasion. That's happened several times, right?
We've had that happen quite a bit, yeah.
I had one over a couple of years ago about a year ago this time, where they drove through a place of business, and not only did they do damage to the building, they had damage to the contents and inventory that was in the building. And they also put the business out of business for a day. So they were responsible for the loss of income for that business for that day.
Yeah.
So you're actually looking at, you know, you're responsible for bodily injury, property damage to a third party, and your insurance policy has a limit. It's not going to be paying out more than what the limits on the policy say.
Right.
And that's when people get confused, because they think, oh, I've got insurance. Well, yeah, you do have insurance, but if you don't have enough to cover what the damages are, then once the insurance carrier has paid for the claims, then you're responsible, and it's going to be on your dime. And that's when people are upset, because we don't want to have a situation where a customer doesn't have enough insurance, and there's just no way to know what the damages could be, because we don't know. It's going to be determined by, you know, claims adjuster, or sometimes it'll be determined by a court of law what the damages are going to be. And it can be very substantial. Okay, so after the break, we'll come back. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy, and you're listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. More Insurance Services, Inc. has 3 of those, and they are located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hayesville, North Carolina. Our location in Blairsville, Georgia is across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're actually in the South State Bank building in a separate wing of the bank. We're not actually associated with them, but we have our own section there. So come by and see us in Blairsville, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's on the main drag. It's at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're located in the Town Trace building, which is a red brick building right there next to the hospital. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And then our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. It's next to United Community Bank as well. It's actually at 157 Highway 64 West. And we would love to help you out with your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mount Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's right past the Hardee's and So Good's restaurant. We're in that building right there. It has a blue building with a black roof, a little house there, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. Our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's next to United Community Bank, and we're there between that and Burger King in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us in Blue Ridge as well. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can check us out on Facebook and like us. And you can do quite a few different things on our website. So you can actually find out about our different locations and our offices, as well as what products we offer, as well as be able to fill out an application if you're looking for employment, because we've always trying to look for good people. You have property and casualty license, as well as you can listen to all these podcasts, radio shows that we have. If you've missed one and you'd like to listen to those.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So today we're talking about auto liability. If caused an accident, mm-hmm. and you're at fault, now what's going to happen? You're going to be responsible for injuries to a third party, hospital bills, rehab, anything, you know, airlifting. A lot of times people have to be airlifted when they're in an accident here because of where we live. You know, mm-hmm. we see it all the time when the helicopter's flying. And when that helicopter's flying, you're looking at probably $60,000 minimum. Mm-hmm. And you could be responsible for that airlift before you even get to the hospital. Also, you're responsible for property damage, which means to repair their car. You're responsible to provide them with a rental car after the car has been mm-hmm. not drivable. You're going to have to pay for their rental car. So you're talking about a lot of money potentially just to have you're involved in any type of accident that is, you know, a bodily injury, somebody's hurt. You're talking, it adds up really quick, what I'm trying to get at.
Lower limits are not going to cover that. Yes. So
the lowest limit you can choose in the state of Georgia, and I'm just going to talk about bodily injury for one person, is $30,000. And I've just said that an airlift could be $60,000. So you're looking at the insurance company writing a check for $30,000, and they're gone. They're out of the picture, and now it's all on you. So you've got to be able to, hopefully have enough limits there to cover the damage that you're going to be responsible for.
I mean, Georgia used to have 25, 50, 25
Okay, I think I misspoke.
Yeah, that's North Carolina.
I think 30. Kathy corrected me. I'm sorry. Georgia, I believe, is 25,000.
25.
Tell the listeners why I don't know what the minimum limits are, Kathy. Why don't I know them?
Because we don't write them.
We don't write them.
We don't write them.
I don't want to write somebody a $25,000 policy and then watch them get sued for $100,000, and then we could have written them a higher limit so we didn't do it.
Right. I also, I tell people as an example, if you are in a multi-car, and we're, like, if you go to Atlanta for the day or Gainesville and you're a lot of traffic and you cause that accident and now there's multiple cars that are involved that you're responsible for, that you're going to be liable for. If your limits are lower, you're not going to have enough to get, back to where, you know, and where is that going to come from? What's going to happen if your limits are exhausted? That means that's going to come after you, they can garnish your wages. They can come after you, your property, put liens on your property. They can come after you in some different ways. And to avoid that is to go ahead and decide to have higher limits, which we encourage. I don't think you ever can have enough insurance or enough liability because of way things our society is these days. And people don't realize it, and they always say, oh, you can't take, you know, blood from a turnip. Well, we've seen them do things that people didn't have the right limits or didn't have enough limits. And that's, people don't realize too, you get defense costs with your policies as well. And when those limits are exhausted, they're done. You're going to have to find another attorney. You have to figure out how to pay for things. And that's just something you don't have to deal with. So we encourage you to definitely try to have higher limits. And if you have, you know, auto and home, I encourage you to have an personal umbrella above it, because that just gives you more liability, and it covers what you currently have as your underlying limits to give you more coverage in case something happens. That's the biggest thing that we try to avoid, is we try to avoid a problem. And we want to protect your assets, but you got to think about it from a different perspective. You know, you've got to be able to have the proper limits so you can not have to fund it yourself and take care of it yourself. And that's what the policy is about, is, you know, we want to get you back to where you were previously before an accident, but you also have to think about if you're at fault, what's going to happen.
That's right. And you know, that's something we do every day, every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we're having... We have claims every year.
We have claims every day.
And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I have a report for some of our insurance carriers called a paid and pending report, which basically there's been a claim, how much the insurance company has paid already, and they've got what's called a reserve, which means how much they expect to keep on paying. Mm-hmm. And I've seen those, you know, we've had them really high. We've seen umbrella policies hit. I've seen liability.
That's usually when there's a death or a major accident where someone's...
Yeah, the worst thing is a disability, like somebody's now a quadriplegic, and mm-hmm. then now, you know, you're responsible for their medical bills, and also their, you know, just their... And, you know, Kathy has been through the whole process with a family calls. Her aunt was in an accident, was rear-ended, and what it does to a family's life is it's a complete change. You know, Kathy's aunt Belinda's now in a wheelchair and has been there, and she's just been in for 30 years now. And mm-hmm. thank God she has really good care from her husband. But mm-hmm. it's a life change when you have your family member's injured, and it's just there's so many things you have to think about, like, you know, accessibility, you know, getting around in your house, having somebody come and take care of you. It's just we've seen it firsthand.
Well, a lot of accidents, majority of what we see here locally is someone's hit somebody else, or they let someone drive their vehicle and they've totaled it, or they have. But the big thing is hitting deer. I mean, that's usually comprehensive. We didn't even talk about that.
Good thing a deer can't sue you, because we'd be in big trouble.
Yes,
because we would be.
Yeah,
we probably had a business, right?
Right. I mean, that's the biggest one we see.
We have a lot of deer.
People hit deer, or the deer jumps on their car, which happens a lot. So that can total your car. So that's comprehensive coverage.
Well, happened to us last.
Our daughter
she has hands free, so she does talk on the phone in the car, but it's all hands free. And she was talking to her grandmother, and this deer come out, and just it's unavoidable. You know, we have so many deer claims. It's amazing. But like I said before, get them they can't sue you.
Yeah, so. Be careful out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we talked about all liability today, and go to your policy, see what your limits are, and realize anything over and above those limits after the insurance company pays, you are responsible for.
You're on your
own. That's the bad surprise you don't want to have.
That's the takeaway here.
That's the takeaway.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be driving around with low limits, especially if you have somebody that has assets and try to protect your
right.
You know, what you've worked hard for all your life can be up for grabs in a situation in one instance when you have an accident and now you're responsible for
right.
the bodily injury and property damage of a third party. Okay, so my name is Mark Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains. You've been listening to radio show Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.